Ugh.
Yeah. So we're holding here in the Peerage base. Doidi Lee.
Right.
Ho'inyan. Shakolka hoyeshtoike kus doidi Lee vaniloi. Achabosil kirv kazet. So the doy deliva ni loy, it means that it reached a darga where I was a yachet akashprach, Hashprach was a yachet to me, and the roya b'shashanim shu odoim v'lovin ben kein atoyrish v'schar v'oynish v'chein al dey moyshe v'aren shim soid odoim v'lovin. That is his tusha. Now, I want to talk a little about this. L'chura, I mean, that pasuk is a, it seems to be a tartar disaster, though he's explaining it. The first half of the pasuk is telling me, doidi li v'ani loi, that the kirva was extraordinary. You know, it's the greatest kirva possible. That's the sense of it. And then it says, so he's talking about a mixed hanhaga. He's talking about all of the nyanim, whether it's Torah, Moshe v'Aaron. It's a combination of both. Adam Velovin and so on. Lachura, that's telling me Adraba. It's telling me that it's not such a close kirva. How does the ratio and the sefer fit together? So I think the pshat's like this, and maybe one or two fanim. First of all, when we speak about the greatest kirva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's a kirva that has no gvulas, it's not a good kirva. It's destructive. Now, not having a very close kirva can be in one of two ways. One is, so let's give a mosh. Let's say dugma. Let's say I have in front of me a child, and I have in front of me a stranger. So this child, so the stranger, I want to give, how much do I give him? I give X amount. So I give him, let's say, X amount of money, X amount of help, whatever it is that he needs. So there's a limit. There's a limit because he's, you know, I don't feel enough to the person that I'm going to give him more than $1,000. That's how much I feel to the person. A child, there is be'etzem no gvul to how much av I have. So mitzidi, I would give him everything I have. That's mitzad my attitude of giving. It's not good for the child. And a second cheshbon comes in and says, if I give the child more than this amount of money, it's counterproductive. He's not going to know what to do with it. He's going to be spoiled. He's going to expect too much. Whatever it is. So it's not the pshat my ava goes to him up to $1,000. The pshat is $1,000 is the amount. To a stranger, $1,000 is the gvul of my ava to him. Finished. To my child, there's something else counterbalancing it, which keeps it to a certain way, and therefore it's possible to have a bligvul ava. A child where the bligvul ava doesn't have any type of counter-hugger of what's of gvulis, and coming from mitzad, what the child can cope with, is destructive. So I need to have this. So adarabe, it's only because you have this anhaga of Reya B'Shoshanim that it's possible to have an ave b'ligvul. That is That's one way of seeing it. There's another way to understand. I think that the two. I gotta think the first way is probably the Iker, but there's another way that would make also sense. He says before Atema sisuni chativ achas ba'olam, v'ani ases kam chativ achas ba'olam. So Klal Yisrael made a kachrocha. So made a kachrocha makes us chativ achas. It's very simple. You know, V'ram Tonu Mikol Amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from all the Amim, and so on, and the only Klal Yisrael he wants, and so on. We, in other words, what's the Chativa Achas B'Ribbono Shel Olam, as opposed to what? Does it mean to say that we dropped all of the Zorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's not really saying all that much. I have such avos Hashem that I stopped going to church and only go to shul all the time. Doesn't make sense. The chativa achas that we make Ribbono Shel Olam is like b'chol moidecha, b'chol mido shu moided lecha. My understanding and the hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change in whatever matziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with me. So that's only shayach if I have kalim for that. So if I have Torah which has schar and einish in it, I have Moshe and Aaron who are my rebbeim, who one has the midah of other, one is loven, then it's possible to be miyach l'kadosh baruch hu chativa achas. So we have two pshatim in the ration of the Sefer of Pasuk coming together meaningfully, that we're talking about the greatest kirva, and that's effected only by having the two mahalchim of Adam and Lavan coming together and so on.
Okay. We say the same thing by Din and Rachamim, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have.
Yes, Schar V'Einish and Din Rachman would be the same. It's the same idea, same point, yes. Okay, next passage. Yuzayim. Ad Sheyefuach Hayoyim V'Nosu Atzlolim, until the day comes out in its full strength and the shadows disappear, meaning that the heat comes out and like it becomes uncomfortable. So then run off and go away. In other words, then it's not so pleasant to be around when it's so hot, and then you sort of make yourself scarce. That's the flow of the pasuk. The heat really comes up. The ace she'asas ha'egel. So now we're talking. So when we're trying to understand what's the bad. Now the pasuk is saying we had such a tremendous love relationship, but that love relationship lasted only until yefur hayom v'nosat slalim. So pirish she'gova chaymi moed the ace she'asas ha'egel was nosu at slalim heimanane akovid shehoyu kitzol miyisrael. So what he's saying is like this. There's the eagle, and bizman beidna derischa, there is no makom kirva. It says that a person should not be you shouldn't be meratza somebody b'shas kasei. There's anhaga. Right now I'm upset and I'm angry. I don't want to talk to you. I don't have anything to do with you. That is a person to person. Lamal, it's also like that. There's a zman when the anhaga is anger, and there's no mukim for kirva then. and that's not, it's not a mida shaletis, and it's almost counterproductive to be higher than that mida. Adrab, you don't want to be too close. You don't want to be nose. So we tell the Rebbeinu Shalom that they should be mistalik. It says, let's give the dogma. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm going to send you a malach. And the point of it was, it wasn't just an einish. It was, you're not going to be able to be so close to me and be Bali Avera. That's not going to go. That's a destructive. A malach is a lower dagger, a lower hanhaga, and b'meila, you can survive in such a matzav. Very simple, mashma davadayma. If a person, there's a certain level of godim person has to wear in a formal setting, but it varies from a lowly official to higher official, to a still higher official, to finally the king. So if our begodim are too, if our begodim are too filthy for the king, and being there keeps on arousing that charoinaf. So Klal Yisrael working with a lower hanhaga of a malach is is what can save them. We can deal, you know, on a lower darga of anhaga, it's possible even in our situation, we should still move ahead. That was the Indian of Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe, I want to send a malach. The Shakti Malachi Lefanecha is a lower anhaga. The anonym are the sense of Hashras Shechin and Klal Yisrael. It's just about the darga that of Kirvu HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can have. That's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bikir Beinu. It's not going to work. So B'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Masalikit. We ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we recognize the need for Siluk Shechina, but don't go to somebody else. V'neflina Niva Mecha, and as Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel that there should be Hashras Shechina Klal Yisrael, and it says, and he should not be Shoyin Umas Haolam. So what we don't want is a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Shoyin somewhere else. The Pashtus is sort of, you know, once you Shoyin somewhere else, so now you need something to be Mafkia from there. Just like it says, V'leishelam Avon HaMoiri, it's once there's going to be a hanhaga with some sort of hashkach on another umah, it's not going to be enough that we do tshuva. We're going to need to get them out of the picture, and that takes another step. They have to cooperate and do really bad things. That's one pshat why we ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu, don't go to them, stay at least removed. There's another nekuda that I think might come into play. I think the first pshat is the pshat more or less in the going. That's the mahalach. But I think there's another interesting nekuda. Running off with the eagle, you know, whatever it is, whatever type of aver it is, it's something which shows that Klal Yisrael is ki'ilu natsu davik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't want to give him. If at least, at least if I say, but I'm jealous of anybody else, please don't go to somebody else till we don't resolve it, that itself is an expression that I still want to bring Shalom. Even though it's kind of strange, I ran off with the eagle, and you know, but the jealousy that I have, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should not Chas V'Shalom abandon me, I'm just taking passion. It's you know, imagine somebody's a naif, and then he's willing, you know, he's caught and whatever it is, he's willing to tolerate a lot, but he doesn't want to break up his marriage, not for other reasons, but he doesn't want to break up because he doesn't want to lose this woman. that itself is a statement that the straying to the other woman was not it was an avera. It was a lack of self control. But it was not a lack of affection to that woman. That is something. So here also, we tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, you know, we recognize that you're not going to be mashia shchin on us now, but at least don't go someplace else. Okay, and second shot, Pirush base. Actually, furuch hayom, Pirush. Mishum sha'omar lo anitzonim nir ba'aretz. Shehu bekoishois chidesh kosher ze'ad iyar. So that season, the growing season, the season when things are beginning to sprout and it's very pleasant, it's spring until year. Aval achakach zman achoyim, shifuach hayoyim, v'atzlodem nosim, aina batzarayim. Oymeres l'doidi, leich be'asmich soivud melach. L'chum tamua, lomay meres l'ch sheyonis menekitzvi, v'umaych paslo shiye bekirbo. Aval zemadabek shosu egel, v'omla kadosh baruch hu, and the Goyim pretty much says somewhere between two pshat and we said, so she knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be with her. You know, we're not in a position because of our verse. V'yoreya shem yivchalu macheres, scared that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to find a different Uma. The Marshal is a sort of Baila was a Baila Isa. The Ureak, she had been Medina Harris, Shem Yifke Ishakas Vishkehana. The Chain Bixer and the Holopogs me ten Hoba Midbar, so I tira Ishakas a Bechel Mukoimi. The Taylor Alhari Busser, Purish Chitur Zokuf, Shein Yacholim Lala Selov. It's a very isolated place, inaccessible. It's a tall rack, and b'meila b'livchacheres b'vade iskirena. B'achakach niskeres ma'asa u'matase b'loydoida ischilu vak shari v'omro amishkavi b'alelas b'kashi shabat nafshi u'kuma sebi'ashagun choybis. So it's basically we're asking from the Rebbeinu Shalom a reprieve of time. That you know, give us the time we need that we come back to you and don't get stuck with somebody else. That's mm-hmm. basically the way we said it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now so no matter how you learn the Shershim, this pasuk was a breakup. In other words, the flow is. I'm coming very close to Doidi in the sense of that, and then it becomes very, very hot, uncomfortable, unpleasant. Let me go, but stand in a place where you'll come back to me. So now the next psukim are going to be the you know, what's happening in the interim when they're not together, and now comes the tkuf of Bikush. No matter how you learn the mashal here, you know, however you explain the mishalim in the big picture, in the big picture of Shir Hashirim, it's a shir of coming and going to closer and further from the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's intense ava, then there's breaks, and that's the whole sefer. Looking for each other, thinking about each other, and so on. So, however you mefarish it, that's the type of pirush you have to give it. And this is en lachadover gadol than the chet ha'igel, and that was the first period, and then starts the beginning towards the next chibur. Al mishkavi
ba'leilis. Are these breaks, so to speak? You know, the ego obviously was one of the most terrible things in our history. But I mean, from what I understand, all relationships are made up of ebbs and flows, right? Every single part of life, for that matter, right, is made up of ebbs and flows. And otherwise, people, you know, go overboard if they're too stimulated and they go, Michael or Kyle, and they need such intense stimulation, eventually they'll die of an overdose or whatever in every aspect. So they need certain consistency, stimulation, and then a reprieve.
Correct.
In that sense, is the ebbs in this relationship necessarily a chasaran? Or, I mean, I know that obviously the ego is a chasaran, but isn't it a natural part of a relationship that there can't be highlights constantly? So I guess what I'm getting at is this not necessarily a chasaran when we have the ebbs and flows of the relationship with the Rabbanit Olam?
It certainly requires, like you said, 100%. The Rambam's the light that goes on and off. It can't be just, you know, adrenaline. But this was a break that was much bigger. This was a night that was way too big, and therefore, you know, it's not the break it's called for. The Malbum does the Malbum, when he learns the whole Sheir Shirim as a description of Nevuah, and how Nevuah, it's like a diary of Shlomo HaMelech's Nevuahs. He basically does say that this has to do with the natural flow and ebb of Nevuah, that a person's nistabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then falls away, except for Basi Legani Achoy Sikala, over there, when it says, you know, Doidi Kol Doidi Doifek, that's when Shlomo HaMelech sinned with Bereis Paroi and Bas Paroi, and that was also a break, not the natural ebb and flow, but mamish a break in relationship, and so on. So he also finds one place where that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, the whole in Batsam, the musig of Nida is that a relationship of Ish and Isha needs a Chazal Darshan. There's an ace for Pirud, there's an ace for Kirud, and that's Nida and Heta. A relationship that's all the time will disintegrate. It's only because of the tkufis. It's only because of there's an ace of kirva and an ace of pirud that relationship becomes stays. There is no except for loss of love. Salkopanim. But that is what you're saying is 100% right. But this was a break way beyond it.
And that nakuva that Rabbi just mentioned, I spoke to a few rabbanim recently. Apparently, there's a new type of birth control that the rabbanim that I spoke to did not seem to have an issue with it, you know, other than technical outside issues of birth causing staining and things like that. But one of seemingly the positive effects was that over time it can do away with the cycles legamri. And you know, I was misupik because I know, like Rabbi said, the people always interpret the milo of the nida cycles is that it creates a certain, you know, cycle that allows for you know, dveikus and then pirud and the healthy thing. Why wouldn't, I mean, I guess Rabbi can't speak for other rabbanim, but I would think that it should be recommended against, you know, just for that sake in itself. It's not conducive to a healthy relationship. I mean,
depends on the matzah, you know, each matzah is different, but yes, in the big picture, being mafkia, the psychology of it, there's also the inya being mafkia totally. It gets me nervous. In other words, it's something which, like, it's a chelik of Torah, and it's the kavanas of, and like you said, it's a type of thing that the cycle in some degree is I mean, in a psychological way, is definitely very crucial. I assume there are instances, you know, people have nisyonos, they're very difficult sometimes. I don't know. You know what? I don't deal with it. I can, but I definitely hear that sad, that it's worrisome. It's worrisome. Just, you know, it's not healthy, and therefore the okay. Next, Gimel Aleph. Al Mishkavi Balelus Bikashti Eshava Nafshi Bikashti Leimitzasa. So I searched, while, you know, and I, you know, laying in bed, I searched the one that I loved, the Kash of Leimitzasif. I searched for him, I couldn't find him. Amishkavivlez, Pirush. Nashasisis Egel, Falach Baile Mimeni. Kivon Shalach Baile, Nishata Mishkavilavadi, Obechoshech. The Hainyan, Shakodishbor, who are Yishi. The Kivish and Estalka Shina, Nishata Yishib Leiri. Bezel Amishkavi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us two things that enable us to do. One is enables us to do, and the second thing is to enable us to see what to do. It enables us to have Havana and a tefisa of what to do. Amishkavi Balelois means that I now, the Chibur and the Dibuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means it allows for the Shef of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come down, takes place in two inyanim. One is the ability to do, and a deeper inyan is the ability to see what to do, the ability to have Havana and Tfisa what to do. And like it says, you know, they'll be walking like so it's without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't even have a tefisa and havana where and what. V'zeh meshkavi pirshech v'likoyach u'beleilus pirsh b'choyshech bikashti. Omar kan chamisha pomen bikashti. Heim chamisha pchines. So he points out over here in the bottom that he had a hard time finding was the fifth pasuk. So he mutches a little bit, but on component, he says there are five times mentioned bikashti. He says heim chamisha bchines, v'avda meim chamisha dvarim shem shaybeh v'heim. Anan er covered, Ashkina, Sashakam Bahar, a Tera Lucas of Hakadish Rebehem. Is there Shama Kam the Possig State Pomme, because Ava Anan er covered, because Ashkin's like a horrible imitus. Now, let's describe the inyanim of that we speak about, these inyanim that are Shaira there, Anan er covered, Mishkina, and so on, all those inyanim. Those are inyanim that are all shayach to the ikka, maybe to the re'iyah, the choyshech. In other words, when a person doesn't have these inyanim, he doesn't know where to go. A person has avtera, a person has ruach hakodesh, he's blind. It could be that the chisorin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is like it says by Marcus Choshech, that nobody got up for 3 days and three nights, because if dark enough, if there is no real ha'ara, then the middle of a person has no koyach either. It's you know, if a person is lost in a strange city, knows nobody, knows nothing about the language, knows nothing about the city, nothing, person will probably just fold up in a corner and not be paralyzed. So the choshech itself, when Klal Yisrael is missing any surah of guidance, then they can't function. So it could be tackle all these inyanim that we speak about. There's nothing here that's specially koyach. We have an anay kovet, shchina, shashachin bahar, shashach bahar teira, luchos, rama kredish. All these are inyanim of enlightenment. Now, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who give us Havana, Das. It could be that that's the pshat, that together it's a, you know, it's one comes as a tetzah of the other. Mm-hmm. Let's see the Pirush Beis. HaMeshkavi B'Leilos. V'achar kach hipasti b'chal ha'leilos HaMeshkavi. Shesh ha'shchin ha'shel mitasi v'loi metzasi. V'kor ha'leilos. Ki b'zman sh'ashchin ha'sher k'siv k'shemesh ha'mog na'shem tzvachos. So he also says that it's a, in the times when you have Hashras Hashkin, that's called Oyer. When you don't have Hashras Hashkin, it's called Cheshek. Mm-hmm. I want to add another point. It doesn't talk about, but it comes out. It says al Mishkavi Balelois. So the Mishkavi is when there's Shchin Asher al Mitasi. The mashal of Kali Yisrael with Shchina as is a place of mita. Yeah. So, if you want, it's an extreme mashal of kirva chiba, similar to ishvisha. That's why we use mishkavi. The Kali Yisrael Kadoshim is called the cheder hamitos in Navi, and therefore this is kind of a similar to. I think there's another knetch, a deeper knetch. The Reb Tzadik says that we have a chiyuv to mekabel krishma b'shachbar of kumecha. So the kumecha is what a person does. And everything a person does, it requires doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam and so on. That's an oil malchus shemayim or mitzvahs that we understand. What's the b'shachbicha? So Reb Tzadik says b'shachbicha is, I guess, what the atzmius of the person is. B'shachbicha is when you're not doing. What are you? In many ways, it's easier to do than to be something. So I could be meshubit to somebody. I work very, very hard, but as soon as as the hours are over, I'm gone. Mentally, emotionally, physically, I have no shaykhus to it. And that's a much, so the real test is when I'm not doing, am I still close? So in the world of Asiya, the mashal, I can, let's take the mashal taker from the Dark Olam. When I'm working, I have a partner, I have employees, I have colleagues, etc. I can spend 18 hours a day with them, long, hard days, and we work together. With a woman, it's because the meter is shared, it means who we are is one. Somebody I work with, I work with. Somebody I am with, then I am with that other person. So it's a much deeper kesha, the kesha of ish v'isha in mita, than any other relationship. So the kesha with Ribbono Shel Olam, first and foremost, is mitzad our atzmius. And if a person feels alone, he feels minutik from Ribbono Shel Olam, then that means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mufka from his life. And that's why I think in both Pshat and Betzim, you know, he's looking at night al Mishkavoi, because Mishkavoi is the appropriate way to describe that connection. Says like that, says a Navi. But it's describing, a mita is describing a connection of a Metzias that is rather than a pu'ula that's being done.
Is that connection foundational or ideal? Meaning someone who's, I get to a certain madrigo where now I have that level of connection, like that of a mita, like that of Ishva Isha, or is it I start there and then I work from there to wherever I can extend?
I started through Olam HaMaisa. It's, you know, I started doing, and it slowly who I get to a point where I'm Dover Kol Kulay Takash Baruch Hu. It definitely starts with the Olam of Asiyah and doing. That's where it has to start. So, I mean, the growth means, but the growth means not just or only that you're doing a lot of mitzvahs, but those mitzvahs are changing you. So it's just like when a person is dating. So a person does things together with the matara that it becomes a mitzias together. We start with Olam HaMa'is, a person does, but the person should be Davuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even, and you know, like they have stories about big people that even when they were already not conscious, they're tenuous, what they were muttering. It means long after the person could do anything, his pneumius was there. That's the type of thing we're referring to.
Right. So this understanding is something for a little while. I think I understood to a certain degree. And there are primitive people who understand that their connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam is how many mitzvahs. It's a score. Like I need to get hundreds or thousands or millions, and right. The more means I can get, the better, you know, the better my score
right.
is going to be.
Right. That's
which I think is primitive. But that led to a question that the Gemara says that David HaMelech came to the Mechatz and he was because he was Arman HaMitzvahs. So the question I had is, who cares that he's Arman HaMitzvahs? It's not about Asiyas HaMitzvahs. He's David to the Ranchel and Kol Yamechol HaLaila. So why does he care if now punks he is Isaac and Mitzvahs? Isn't his relationship so beyond?
So Bris Mila is that Nakuda. Bris Mila, you're not Mekayim a mitzvah every minute you're Mohu. Bris Mila is that a Yid is Dovah can HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. A Bris means inseparable. That's exactly what he discovered.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it's that he discovered that Nekuda through his Bris Mila. It's not that he was being...
That etzim is Bris. Even if a person is Moshe for Allah, it's the one thing that you can't be mafkia from yourself. Even if much by Allah say, he remains a mohu.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Can I ask Rabbi just one?